John Murphy, Donald Jones, joined in studio by a guy here on technically his day off. Happy to have linebacker Preston Brown in studio with us, a huge NBA Cleveland Cavaliers fan, right?
Definitely.
And you have any thoughts on tampering on Paul George?
How do you think? I don't know. I think the Cavs should have tried to tamper with it too. So whatever they're trying to do.
I actually saw a headline today, and it was something like, is LeBron in the New York state of mind? You know, so is LeBron going to leave again, man?
I think he's leaving.
You think
probably, yeah. It's probably, I mean, everybody's saying 100% when I do turn on one of those shows. So I think he probably will, because they haven't really done anything to improve really since he's got there.
How will that go over among Cavs Nation, especially compared to when he first left to go to Miami a few years ago?
Yeah, I think it'll feel better now knowing they have something in the rafters now instead of going and getting swept by the Spurs. I think they feel a lot better knowing that they have that ring.
Yeah. Preston Brown, Bills linebacker in studio with Donald and I for the next couple of minutes. The news of the day since last night, the surprising decision by Anquan Boldin to choose to retire from the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. What do you think of that, Preston?
I think it's his decision. I mean, he felt that it was time for him. I mean, we would have loved to have him here. We know he's an exceptional receiver, but it's his decision, and we have receivers here who can take his place.
He's on the opposite side of the ball from you, but I wondered, in just a short two-week tenure, if you had much contact with Anquan Boldin, and did you see elements of the kind of leadership that the Bills were hoping to get from him?
Definitely. I mean, he was always out there early, doing extra stretches, warming up, and he definitely had a leadership role, because we have a lot of young guys in that receiver room now. So it definitely was good seeing him. I mean, he was physical at practice, running routes, getting open, and I think he was doing well, but he just decided it was it for him.
What was your initial thoughts when you heard it? Did you hear it at the same time? I mean, I saw it last night on Twitter.
I heard it this morning. My girlfriend had told me this morning that he had retired, because I didn't know where he was or what was going on. So it was definitely something different. But, I mean, I wish the best for him and his family.
The reason you waited until you had to wait until this morning is you told us before it came on the air, you basically shut down all your social media accounts, right?
Yeah, I know. I still have the accounts, but I don't have them on my phone, no Instagram or Twitter.
Why?
Just had to get away from it. I still have Snapchat. That's all I do now, Snapchat, little weird stuff to people that I do know, but kind of just wanted to get away from all the outside stuff.
Snapchat is like the worst one to have.
It's cool for me, because you can't just sit there and see stuff about what the Bills are doing and stuff like that. I can just see my weird cousin posting something about his dog. Yeah. Like, it's nothing too serious.
You're trying to – don't let me put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're trying to shut down the noise outside, people you don't know just commenting on
– definitely. I mean, I think it's just time to focus on me and what I need to do to get better. So no more of that.
Is this something you do every year?
No. Usually I'm always on there talking nonsense on Twitter and being silly, but I felt I needed to just step away for a while.
Mm-hmm. Where does this come from? It was a joke kind of in training camp how you no longer have the pouch full of hard candy.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that you have kind of cranked it up a notch or two in terms of your focus and really the approach that you take to your job. Where did this come from?
Yeah, I mean, just from being around older guys. I mean, starting from rookie with Keith Rivers and now with Lorenzo, just guys who have had success in the league, and just picking up little things from those guys and knowing what works and doesn't. And I think I need to find certain ways to escape different situations. So just getting away from that helps me.
Did you find other ways to hide candy?
No, I haven't. I mean, I mean, like I said, I have a chef now who lives with me, so I can't even come home with candy. So, because then she'll see me and I can't do that.
That's new this year, a chef?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what went into that. What got you thinking that that's what you
doing? Well, my financial advisor had a connection with, and she was with Tyronn Lue a couple years ago, so when they won a championship. And it was just something that I felt I need to do, because I know how I start out good in the beginning of the year eating, but then, I mean, I live right next to a Wendy's, so it's like, it's 9 o'clock.
You look out the window like,
let's get a Frosty and one of those cheeseburgers, but it's definitely been helping so far.
How long have you had the chef?
Since probably the start of camp. She would drive to Rochester and bring all the food and then drive back to the house in Buffalo.
Do you notice the difference?
Yeah, definitely. I think my energy level is a lot higher than it has been in the past. I mean, just being able to be able to run all day is helping me.
Is there a certain kind of diet you're on? Or?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of green stuff on the plate every time, stuff that I've never seen. I don't think I ever ate Brussels sprouts, but I've been eating that a lot, asparagus, broccoli. And then just the healthy meats, the chicken and fish and stuff like that. So it's been good.
We're with Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, talking about where he's at, where his game is at. All of this, of course, with the backdrop of this being a contract year. Has that got you thinking, like, time to change my diet, time to change my approach, time to maybe lock in a little bit more than you have first 3 years?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's more about the money. It's just that you could be out the league. I mean, it's like this is my last year, basically. You never know what happens. So I have to make sure that I can be in this league longer than this year. So trying to do all the necessary precautions that I can take to be able to play a long, long career.
You like it, obviously, playing. And you've seen guys who've had it. I mean, the average career is only a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. You must feel as if I do this, then there will be a reward. Not financial, but a reward in terms of what I can do with my life playing football.
Definitely. I mean, I love to play the game. And anything I can do to play longer, I just don't want to give it up. I mean, there's only, I think me and Chantrell are only two people still here from my class that got drafted. So it's pretty weird seeing that. So you got to know that you got to go out there and do your best each day.
Now, you know, I've seen you everywhere with the hoodie on. I've seen you in a sauna with the hoodie on, which is crazy in itself. You're usually trying to, lose water weight when you're doing that, right? Just trying to sweat a lot. Did you slim down a little bit?
Definitely. I mean, I saw the 40s, which I haven't seen 40-something in years. So it's definitely cool being smaller, and it's something I'm trying to maintain and not just lose weight the day before weigh-in. It's trying to maintain this weight. So just trying to stay down. I got spinning class later today. So just, I love spinning
class. That's rough. Now, the reason I asked you is because you looked faster out there on the field. You looked slim down, but you look like you're moving just a lot more fluid out there on the field, sideline to sideline.
Yeah, it's definitely been something I've been working on starting back in when I was back at home training. Definitely going to hot yoga, being more flexible, things that I never thought I needed to do, but I think it's paying off.
Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, in studio with us talking about his approach to the game and your approach obviously impacted by the new defense, right? Your third defensive coordinator in 4 years here with the Bills. It's not really a position change for you. Is it kind of what you were doing a couple of years ago with Schwartz as coordinator here?
Yeah, it's very similar with the things that we did. I mean, we kind of run the same coverages, and it's just different language. That's all we really had to do because, I mean, everybody was excited when we saw the playbook. We're like, wow, this is basically what we were running with Schwartz. I mean, so it's definitely exciting to see what we're doing. I think guys are gravitating to it well.
Is that like learning a new language? Like, I know it's football terminology, but is it really like learning a new language?
Yeah, because, I mean, just how they call offense formations and routes, they call everything differently. So you're saying something, but you know what it is, but that's not the word that they want to use. So it's definitely different learning the language. Sometimes in the middle of the game, you're like, oh, he ran this route. It's like, no, it's this route. So, but we both speak in the same language, but you're not. So it was weird learning it, but we're all trying to learn the new Bills talk.
New linebacker Coach Babich. Mm-hmm. What are your early impressions of him after 3 weeks of training camp?
It's great. I mean, he's a perfectionist. You get a tackle for loss, but you step with the wrong foot, it's a minus. And that's the kind of coach you need to be have if you want to get better. So having him, I mean, he had great linebackers, Urlacher, Briggs, all those guys in Chicago. He's been a D coordinator, so we have great experience. So it's definitely fun having him in the linebacker room.
Coming up, you know, through my years, not even just in the league, but all throughout my years, I would laugh as, like, we'd be in a meeting room, and you do something, like you make a good catch, I play receiver, you get a tackle for loss, and you're like, yeah, I just balled out real quick. And then they're like, that's a minus. And you're like, coach, what? You know, like, we would laugh at stuff like that. Is that something that you laugh, or do you take that stuff serious?
I think it's both. You laugh at it because just last week versus the Eagles, I ran behind the line of scrimmage and chased him down. He was like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that, but it looked fast and it was good, but it's a minus. I was like, I take it. I mean, you got to take it how it is, and you know that coach just wants the best for you. So finding the ways, a happy medium. He loves me make plays, but if you do it wrong and you don't make a play, you're definitely going to hear about it.
So far, and it's only two preseason games, but this defense looks like it's really playing well. I mean, teams can't run against the Buffalo Bills for starters. They could last year. So far this year, they haven't. What's been the key to that success?
I mean, the guys up front are definitely making it a lot easier for us. So Kyle, Marcel, Jerry, Shaq, they're making the gaps defined. And that's the best thing you want as a linebacker, to know exactly where to fill. So having those guys go through and make plays in the backfield is fun. And then our safeties are great in the run support. I mean, Poyer and Micah Hyde are doing a great job, and our corners come up and tackle as well. So everybody just know how to be a physical tackler in the run game, and it's been working out.
The one word that you just said twice, tackle, something last year that you guys didn't do very well was tackling. Mm-hmm. You see guys just bounce off of running backs and receivers after they would catch the ball. Is that something Coach McDermott is making an emphasis of, just wrapping guys up, make sure you wrap up?
Definitely. I mean, he always teaches us to go to the near hip, and then everybody else just run to the ball, which you call the sharks, and try to make a nice physical tackle. And it's been working so far because we didn't tackle that much during camp, but I think guys were excited that we actually get to tackle because we haven't really done it. So, guys, I mean, we practice each and every day tackling with the linebackers, safeties, linemen, and it's been working out so far.
Now, I've always wondered, is that a technique thing or is that just a will to want to tackle? You know, because in this league we know so many people, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to strip the ball out or they're trying to go for the big hit and not wrap up. And the guys on the offense get paid too, you know. So is it just more of a will thing or is that a technique thing?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, sometimes you can do everything wrong and just want to get the guy down and he'll find a way to get him down. But, I mean, it's always about bringing your hips and running through a guy, not just dropping and trying to ankle bite guys, because guys jumping over people each and every week nowadays. So it's definitely, tackling people in the NFL isn't as easy as it sounds. I mean, you got to bring your pads and be ready to be a willing tackler each time.
Hey, Preston, we're kind of conditioned over the years to not pay too much attention to preseason games. And, mm-hmm. you know, things that go well in preseason might not carry over. But you have to be encouraged by what you've seen, that maybe this defense gets back to where you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, just kind of in terms of production, tackling, stopping the run. There have been really encouraging signs for those first couple of preseason games. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you go out there and play a game against another opponent, you want to have a good showing. So we don't really care if it's preseason, scrimmage, anything. We want to go out there and look well. And I think we've been doing good so far. And this week is going to be a big challenge for us. I mean, you start the game plan and see exactly what the Ravens are going to do, and they're going to game plan us and see what has been working so well and try to find a way to get through it. So it's going to be a good week. I mean, guys are ready to go in here and prepare, and it should be fun.
Hey, let me ask you something. I had Reuben Brown on the show last week, and he was talking about week two of the preseason being a big blitz game. Traditionally, it's a big mm-hmm. blitz game where defenses will throw in a lot of different blitzes. Is that true?
We didn't that much. I mean, maybe in years past we blitzed all the time, but with we just do the four-man rush. I mean, kind of like what we did my rookie year with those D linemen. You really don't have to. We just sit back playing zone and watch them get sacked. So mm-hmm. it's been real fun showing that we don't really need to blitz. I mean, with the twos and threes, they mix a little bit in it just so it's on film, but I feel like with Jerry and Kyle and those guys, we just sit back and watch.
Mm-hmm. Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, with us for a couple more minutes. I want to ask you about something that happened during the anthem in Philadelphia Thursday night when your teammate Cameron Jefferson raised his fist, and Sean McDermott talked about it yesterday. Can you give us a sense of how that went over in your locker room and maybe what Coach McDermott had to say that, you know, moving forward, how those sort of silent protests will be handled? What do you think?
Yeah, I think Coach was fine with it. I mean, we definitely support anything like that. I mean, we know there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world with the racial relations and things like that. So if anything that Cam did to bring awareness to it, I think Coach is fine with it, and we all are as a team. So I don't think it was an issue at all.
Do you think it'll get bigger in the weeks ahead, or who knows, I guess? Huh?
I'm not sure. I mean, not sure what other guys plan to do or if anybody else is going to do something what Cam did. And I think it was totally fine. I mean, it's something that they did on the other sideline as well. So I think it's helping just bringing awareness to the situation on talk shows and everything else.
We live in interesting times, don't we? Not necessarily great, but just stuff comes up. In the NFL even, you know, mm-hmm. stuff comes up.
Would you like for, if a guy's going to do that, for him to let the entire team know before he does it? So that you can decide if you want to support or...
Yeah, I mean, you kind of want a guy to come up and tell you, but, I mean, sometimes it just... You just get a feeling, and you can't stop that. So if a guy has a feeling, it's like you just got to support him and go with it, because mm-hmm. we have no problem if you're just sitting there and you just put your hand up. I mean, it's totally fine. So what he felt, I'm sure it just came over him when he saw the other sideline and he felt something.
Preston, thanks for this. You're off to spinning class.
All right, yeah.
Right?
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga, spinning, no hard candy. It's a brand-new Preston Brown. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.